Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, the power of Christ daily, 7th of August 2015, titled, To Know That Love of Christ. To know that love of Christ, not any love of Christ, that true love of Christ, to know what Christ's love is for us. Yesterday we dealt with determined purpose that I may know him. That Apostle Paul was praying that. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. And also to in the same way to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers, exerts over me. The power from his resurrection that exerts over me. Nobody else can do this. Only Jesus Christ can do for us. Brothers and sisters, we can pray here, pray this person to that person, everybody else. We can pray to, we can ask help from somebody. We can ask, but he himself, Jesus himself is interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is also interceding for us. It's written scripture. It doesn't say anybody else is interceding for us. Now, for me, clearly Jesus himself is interceding for me. If Jesus is interceding for me, I must know that I'm whole, that I'm not forsaken. And again, yesterday, God told you about, ask anything in my name, I'll do it for you, in John 14:13. And in John 14:14, if you ask me for anything in my name, I'll do it for you. And in John 14:15, if you love me, you will do my commandments. Now, these are very powerful statements of God. These are words of God. When you begin to speak, God says, his word will not return void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. The Bible is written like that. His word, the word of Jesus Christ. Oh, the word of Jesus Christ will not pass away. Heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, will not pass away. It will accomplish. It will achieve what it set out to do. So it will always achieve what it set out to do. So all we have to do is use his word to keep praying into us. Like for instance, I command my heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ that if I ask anything in the name of Jesus Christ, he will do it for me. He will do it for me. So we begin to do this until this thing understands this thing. My heart, fallen nature, cannot believe that somebody will actually do it for you for nothing. Somebody will take our sins for nothing. No, our heart can't believe. Our mind can't believe. It's confusing. It is not what the mind has been taught to believe. The mind has been taught to believe that we must do something and then somebody give us something. You must work daily and somebody will give you money. You must go and do a deal and then somebody will give you some commission. No. Jesus said, look, I created you. I'm now sending my son to die on the cross for you, to become sin for you. He became sin for me. These are the things our heart and mind doesn't accept. Our spirit man has been born again and made new, and everything is alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Even a sister, I keep saying, the spirit of Father God is in you. Spirit of Father God is male. So your body is a female. But in Christ, there's no male or female. Sisters, you must understand this very clearly. In Christ, there's no male or female. We must become, finally, he will make us. Jesus Christ will make us like him. But at the same time, in John 14:15, he says, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And I keep telling the Hebrew definition of commandment, one of the definitions is authoritative prescription. It's a cure, it's a remedy, it's a healing. So it is for us. So when you do that, you won't, of course, be asking rubbish. Automatically, in your spirit, you will ask the right things because the Spirit of God is in us. So if you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Now, today, there's another powerful element to this, another powerful group of words for this, that if we can understand, we can, oh, including me, that means me, I must understand fuller and fuller and deeper, because I may understand by God's mercy, over the years I'm doing this, so I may understand more than a lot of people, but it's not achieved yet, I'm not arrived. I must know that if I know something, I do not know as I ought to know as yet. That is command. I do not know the whole story. So therefore, I make sure that my heart and mind is humble to know that. Otherwise, brothers and sisters, pride will come for each of us. Each of us, this pride is a killer. The spirit of pride wants to kill us. Never allow pride. Always remember when we know something, even in ministry, even when we already seen it again and again, we do not know the whole story. When you're ministering to somebody, when you're praying for somebody, always remind yourself, God's word is, if you think you know something, you do not know as you ought to know as yet. And therefore, in that, we must follow. We to keep us humble. Otherwise, we will all fail, brothers and sisters. And without humbleness, we cannot follow God. Humbleness is the one give the power. Humbleness is the greatest weapon in the spiritual world. Humble and God will move for you. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's a fantastic thing to know. Be humble and God will move for you. The power of God will work through you. Now, here, to know that love of Christ today. You see, I'll read a simple, straightforward text from King James first, and then easy read, and then we'll go and explain this. And this will be a symbol in all Bibles. I've checked this. So I just use anyone that comes by. But the meanings to be deeper, the Amplified Bible gives more shades of meanings, what the Hebrew shades are, what the Greek, because New Testament was written in Greek. So what the Greek shades of meanings are, because Greek is the Asian language. English doesn't fit in to settle Asian words. Asian words have many shades of meaning. That's the same with Tamil, same with Chinese, same with the Middle Eastern languages. It has shades of meanings. And that's why in Greek, sometimes we simply make one word, like in English, belief. Belief, in the Greek, the way it was told, and also in the Hebrew, the way it was told is clinging on to Jesus, cleaving to Him, trusting Him, in Him completely. Our trust in Him is complete. That's the word for belief. Belief is not simply believe, believe, believe. No, because English is so vague. It's not complete in the extent of the meaning of belief. What exactly what the testament is trying to say. What the testament is saying is deeper than that. Cleaving. We must be cleaved into Jesus Christ. Because He has used the example of a marriage. A husband and wife will cleave to each other and become one flesh. Now we cleave into Jesus Christ and become one spirit. One spirit. Our soul must be tied with Jesus Christ. Our soul must be tied. Tied, bonded with Jesus Christ. Then, obviously, our lives are far, far, far different than what it is now. The love will completely flow into us because we are tied into it. But now we keep rejecting or we do not want in certain aspects of the scriptures. Then we will not get the kind of benefit we are supposed to have. But we will still, you have to believe this. Once you believe this and know this, the love of Christ, oh, a lot of things settle. If we know the love of Christ, a lot of things will settle. For instance, including many times we desire great faith and great power in our lives. Yeah, you know this? When I came to Christ, this is what everybody is telling. I need power, Lord. I need power. I need a lot of power to do your will. I want power to cast out demons. It's all been given. You just take the step in the name of Jesus Christ and do it. The demons will run. In His name, they'll run away. I need great faith. No, the faith of Christ, the faith that Jesus used to come out of the grave, the faith that Jesus used, that is the faith that is in us now. So remember this, our faith, He's given us a measure of faith, and all we have to have faith is that Jesus is true, and He has died on the cross, rose again, He became sin for me, and that faith is in that faith of Jesus Christ. We have faith in the faith of Jesus Christ. Now repeat this, I must have faith in the faith of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? Because all I need to do is make my heart and mind believe in all what Jesus Christ has done. And then that faith of Jesus Christ will operate through me and for me and for you. Now, to know that love of Christ. Why? In Ephesians 3:17, 3:19, I'll just 3:19 first. Ephesians 3:19, it simply says, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, let's just listen to this. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, brothers and sisters, if I am filled with all the fullness of God, game over. I don't have to bother about power. It will be there. The power of God will be there. The power of Christ will be there. I don't have to have a looking, I want to love people. It will come. Love will flow out of me. Why? God is love. God is love. It will flow out of me. I don't have to give, I want to love people. I want to love. I will love automatically. We know the love that God has for us and we trust that love. That is 1 John 4:16. Apostles are telling this John, they say, so we know the love that God has for us and we trust that love. This is in easy read I'm reading in another Bible. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. God is love. Everyone who lives in love lives in God and God lives in them. Now, they are saying they know. The apostles are saying we know the love that God has for us and we trust that love. This is a point that I have to come to completely. I have to know that God loves me. I must know the love of God to the fullness. And then I will walk in love automatically. And God will live in me. Of course, God lives in me because he lives in me. Only my heart and mind must begin to understand this. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is a one-liner scripture, one verse, which can settle all of us in everything. If we know the love of Christ, then we are filled with all the fullness of God. We are filled with all the fullness of God. Now, the better explanation from the Greek understanding will be that you may really come to know, and this is actually Apostle Paul praying, you know, that I may really come to know. That time, you know, you're praying for his saints there. But of course, now God, Jesus Christ intervening for us, so we are quite okay. We are fantastically okay, actually. To know practically, through experience for yourself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. You see, the scripture says, the love of God surpasses knowledge, which means it is beyond understanding by knowledge, by information. Oh, God loves me. God loves me. That's information. God loves me. God is love. That's information. That's knowledge. But what God is telling us is to fill ourselves with the knowledge of the Lord, God's love, beyond just knowledge. It must be not just mere knowledge, not be just mere information. It must be experienced. Through experience for yourself the love of Christ. That you may really come to know practically, in practice, in real walk, through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge, and mere knowledge without experience is useless, that you may be filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God. Filled through all my being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. This is the various shades of meanings that the Greek text has put. That my body will be wholly filled with blood, flooded with God himself. Flooded with God himself. My body, now how do we do this? That means I must experience the love of Christ. Not merely in the head knowledge and the heart knowledge. No, must experience it. It must have experience until it becomes in my heart, it's known for sure. And then I'll be filled with all the fullness of God. And my whole body will be filled and flooded with God himself. Now this should be our desire. Once we have this, faith and power, everything will be inside there. It's complete. So today, we now want to know that love of Christ, not merely head knowledge. So we pray for that. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart and mind to know that God is love, and to know the love of God, love of Christ so completely that it surpasses all understanding and knowledge, mere knowledge, but in experience, that my whole body will be filled with the divine presence and flooded with God Himself. In Jesus Christ, I pray for all of us, brothers and sisters. You do this. I'm going to do this regularly so that I will be flooded with God Himself. Thank Jesus Christ. Amen.